This morning, the mining sector very publicly ended its truce with the Prime Minister, with full-page ads this morning in the nation's newspapers. The Minerals Council says the industry is not a bottomless pit and that it already pays 500% more taxes and royalties than a decade ago. The Minerals Council's Chief Executive, Mitch Hook, told Alexandra Kirk why the sector is now resuming its ad war when it had agreed to stop its public campaign when the Prime Minister renegotiated the mining tax.
We are essentially countering a plethora of commentators who are seeking to either demonise the industry or demonise the amount that the industry contributes to the benefit of all Australians on account of the mining boom. They're promoting the politics of envy and redistribution, and it's a softening up exercise for what would appear to be a whole new round of taxes coming in the budget.
But it represents a breach of faith because the mining sector agreed to suspend its massive advertising campaign almost 2 years ago when Julia Gillard agreed to renegotiate the mining tax.
Oh, that's a tough call. We held out of that space during the negotiations and discussions on the new mining, new minerals resources rent tax, and we still held absolutely to the heads of agreement with the government and the undertaking, and that tax has now gone through Parliament. That's my point. We now have a new minerals resources rent tax. There's a carbon tax coming. There's been a 500% increase in the amount of taxes and royalties we're paying. We're the ones that are wearing the accusations that we're not paying our way, and yet last year alone we paid taxes and royalties more than the entire defence budget. That's $22 billion. We paid $24 billion.
There's some speculation that the budget may reduce the diesel fuel rebates, exploration concessions and accelerated depreciation on mining investments. But do you have any proof that any of that will happen?
No, we don't. And that's the reason why we're in the field. We're in the field to counter what is being claimed by many that we're not paying our way.
Being promoted by whom?
Oh, you've got activist groups like GetUp, you've got the Greens, and of course the Treasurer's infamous statements about the mining industry not paying a fair share. We've got this fear, and it's well grounded because this is exactly the kind of atmosphere that we were in before the super profits tax was announced back in May 2010. Softening up the public, creating the perception that we're not paying our way, and therefore rendering us an easier hit for new taxes under the budget. And it's not in anybody's interest to be weighing down your front runners to the point that our international competitors race past us.
Many other sectors in the economy will be asked to do more with less so the government can deliver a surplus next financial year. Why shouldn't the mining sector? It's not exactly on its knees.
It's not on its knees, but you can't continue to regard it as a bottomless pit. To take off the business deductions on exploration and on depreciation of capital assets is simply removing what has been a fundamental platform of Australian tax policy, and that is you do not tax business inputs, and all businesses should be allowed to deduct expense items from their bottom line.
Are you planning to ramp up your campaign before the budget?
We'll take it one day, 1 week at a time. We'll just see how it goes, and we're in the business of representing the industry, and we continue to counter those who would seek to demean or demonise the industry and its contribution to Australians by actually making it very clear that Australians understand what's at stake.
That's the Minerals Council's Mitch Hook speaking to Alexandra Kirk.